the Rove and Sam catch up.
Chitty chitty chat 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 chat.
It was a great show today, guys.
Sam singing.
Just when you feel the way that I feel, because I'm feeling sexual. I love it, guys. It's on my replay list. I play it all the time.
I had a moment yesterday.
Yes.
Where, if you found this, if whatever the last thing was that was playing on your phone, when you get back into your car, sometimes the Bluetooth automatically just kicks it back into gear.
Yeah.
Normally for me, that would be okay because it's usually, you know, something that I stand by on my playlist.
Sure.
Or at the moment is usually a kid's song from playing something in the car with Ruby.
Cutie.
So yesterday we did our chat with Little Mix. You will hear it on the show today.
Yep.
And I'm in the drumming mood.
Drumming.
So we went to the hotel to chat to them.
Yep.
And the lovely Blake at the Shangri-La in Sydney.
Oh, the concierge, the valet dude.
Yes. He was very lovely picking up my car. But then as it's come in, and he was very sweet and saying, oh, you know, wonderful to have you here. Very nice to meet you. Big fan. Da, 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 da. And then I realised, oh, I've been listening to a really nerdy podcast.
Oh.
And it's one I like to listen to. It's called Stuff Mum Never Told You.
Oh, what's that about?
Ladies talking about lady stuff. I find it quite...
It's insightful.
It's insightful. And this was one, it was post-election.
Yeah, right.
Like they came in the day after the election.
That's probably why you're so in touch with, you know, just... Like you just get things. Great guys. We had a great show and now my brain stopped working. You know, you just get shit, basically.
That's all I need to say. Well, it's a bit chicken in the egg. It's like probably because I do like that kind of stuff that I found this podcast, but also in finding that podcast, I feel I know more stuff.
Exactly.
But really interesting to hear two American women's perspective the day after the election. Like at one point, one of them starts crying when she's reading out part of Hillary's concession speech and stuff like that. Anyway, so he's pulled up in the car. And he opened up the door and I'm just like, what's that talking? Who's that talking? And then I realised, oh, because he's gotten so close to me.
It's picked up your Bluetooth.
Vader, my car has gone, hey, Rove's back in. There's the phone. And he's kicked back in. He must have sat in their car just going, what is this? What is he listening to? This is crazy.
Anyway.
But he was still very
lovely.
Pleased. And then I've got in, I'm trying to, once I worked out what's happening, I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying to reach into my back pocket. He's still, platitudes, lovely, thank you. I'm like, no, it's fine. You weren't here that long. It'd be my pleasure. Have the thing, no money. Such a sweet guy.
Like your big cutie.
Blake at the Shangri-La. Big shout out to you, my brother. And apologies for whatever weirdness you had to listen to. It could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Ruby's into the mob song.
Oh, what's the mob song?
From Beauty and the Beast at the moment. So there's from the original musical, not this live action thing they're about to do, but when all the villagers are on their way to the castle to pretty much kill the beast, that's the lyrics to the song.
Oh.
It pretty much, there's a line, I won't stop till his head is stuffed and mounted on my wall. She finds that hilarious. And I am not joking, I've had to sing it to her to send her to sleep.
Oh, what a beautiful thought.
When we're sitting there going to be, well, the big thing at the moment is it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. It's a bit of it becomes a bit of a production. So she'll sit there and, she'll say, I just want it a little bit dark, Daddy.
Oh.
So that doesn't mean lights out, just have the door open a crack.
Oh, right. So we I thought can you meant like the story, so you get a bit more gruesome.
Yeah, last night was really full on.
Yeah.
You just bring it, dial it back a notch, please. Don't go into the detail of how the head is brought to him and hung on the wall. And then it's like, okay, well, I'll sing a song. And I've just found it's easier to take a request than start singing a song and her go, no, not that one.
Yeah.
So I said to her, well, what song would you like to sing? And she goes, let's have a think.
Hmm.
And then she just, that's exactly what she does. Thumb and index finger to the chin. Stroke of the chin. And then she looked at me and she went, mob song. I'm like,
mate,
what, the mob song? So I have to go, okay, off we go then. So it's... grab your forks, grab your knives, grab your children and your wives. We'll save our village and our lives. Wilt lay siege to the castle and bring back his head. Kill the beast. Sweet dreams.
She must be having lovely dreams when she goes to sleep.
What am I planting in her brain?
Well,
I don't know.
She's your mate.
But in a follow-up,
she's your mate.
In a follow-up to the vampires thing, speaking of things dark that she loves at the moment, she was playing in the bath and slipped and bit her tongue.
Ouch.
Got a bit upset.
No one enjoys that.
But I was like, take a look. Because I said, have a look at it. And she's opened her tongue to have a look. It helps distract her from what's going on.
Yep.
I said, check it out. I said, see that little dot? You got blood. She was like, I know who would drink that. I was like, who? She said, Trevor. She's got a vampire friend named Trevor. Backstory. In story time, Trevor the vampire.
Yeah, great.
So she's very pleased to have blood in her mouth.
Oh, there you go, Trevor. Here's dinner. Delicious.
So a wonderful show today. We've got Little Mix, the girls from Little Mix. We have Dami Im joining us in a battle of the buskers. We missed out on an exclusive with Donald Trump, just by a day. But, man, we still get some good stuff anyway. And a whole lot of other stuff, including, look, Neighbourhood Watch is great.
That's
Jamie.
Great.
Neighbourhood Watch is good.
Farting in front of your partner is pure gold.
My whole sheet is ticked.
Mate.
It's pretty good show.
I don't know how much of it can be cut, but here it is anyway, because the significantly edited catch up.
Roden Sam.
We have started today, guys, with one of the biggest news stories of the year. We have Amy Goggins in here from the newsroom for all the latest. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Amy. Wow. Goggy Gog Gog.
Mm.
This story.
There's a lot going on.
Made me laugh, cry. I felt all the emotions, of them.
Yeah, yeah. We were giddy with joy and then we were upset and. I mean, I still think we're okay.
Roller coaster.
Let's get everyone up to date. So, look, a cow has made a mad dash for freedom.
That was me. Of course we are.
Thank you, Goggins.
Of course we are.
Well, being loaded onto a ship for live export. Right. So, he's known his fate and decided, I don't want any part of that. And he's jumped into the water in WA. Was it Fremantle Harbour?
Right, of course, of course it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got the details on this or not. I heard that another cow smuggled a file into that cow's cud to allow to escape.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
They tied a lot of cow bells together.
Cow
fashioned
bells.
Fashioned it into a rope. Made their way out. What happened
then?
Well,
he's in the water, okay?
And so he's jumped into the sea.
Into the ocean, right. And he's swimming. And I was going to say dog paddling, but I don't know what the equivalent is cows.
Cow paddling.
It could be breaststroke, but they have so many. I mean, it would take swim udder stroke.
So yeah.
Imagine he was doing backstroke.
That actually would be quite hilarious. Right. Yeah. So the poor thing, he's going to go out to... Yeah. Do whatever they do to them. I don't know anything about this. Why I don't eat meat, guys. Sometimes I do. Like sausage rolls is fine, right? Yep. Anyways, guys, I'm getting distracted. But now he's gone swimming away.
He has. He has. And look, the good news is he made it to shore.
Right.
And then he's legged it.
Well, someone spotted the cow on their jet ski, right?
Yeah, and of course.
So of course,
being in the world, there is vision out there, which is fantastic.
So there's a cow. Yeah. So she's swimming away.
Yeah.
And then someone's just brought up on the jet ski.
Going, hello.
Just got worst whale watching tour ever. Is this the best you could do? Oh, God, there's no whales today. Chuck a cow. They won't notice. They sound the same. Like, same thing. Who's going to know, mate? Who's going to know? So it's made it to dry land.
It has. And it's
she's
just
literally hoofed it.
Yeah. So she's taken off along the beach. And Baywatch style, which is cute.
Imagine that running in slow motion. That'd be confronting, all that jiggling about.
It would be a bit much. And look, last reports are...
we don't know where it is. The cow's
just
in hiding.
Gone. He's in hiding.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, look, I don't know where you are listening around the country, but there is a cow on the loose.
Yep.
Somewhere in hiding. Just, you know what? Does explain that new girl, Clarabelle, working downstairs at the coffee shop. No, seriously. Seriously, I did say to her this morning, you know what? I want extra milk in my coffee. You don't want to know where it came from. But I was like, I think you should stop. And she said, you got it. So we're making sense, guys. Okay, we better call the cops.
This is like
a Mahaja issue, this one.
I've lost it.
She's downstairs, cops, if you're looking for her.
Roden Sam.
Guys, 131060, I want to know if you've hooked up with your Uber driver on the weekend, my girlfriend. You know, she's notoriously single. She likes to have a good time all the time. And, you know, I went out, I had some wines, la, la, la. She's like, hey, I got to go. No dramas. See you, champy. Anyway, caught up with her on Sunday. She's like, ugh, last night. And I'm like, yes. And
go
she
on.
Said, well, you know how I caught that Uber home? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, turns out he's pretty hot. And what she did, because she's all, you know, a little bit pissy and a bit flirty, she's like, leans into him and she's like, oh, flirty, flirty, flirty. A little bit of a touch on the arm.
What?
Whilst driving home. Then she obviously reaches her home and she said, do you want to come in?
No.
He didn't go in immediately, right?
Of course not. He's a gentleman.
Exactly. So he's like, oh,
Oh, maybe he's a pirate.
Anyway, and she's like, well, here's my number. So if you change your mind. Anyway, she went in. 10 minutes later, he comes.
Well, I bet he did too. So he can go the distance. Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much. So he went in and they hooked up with an Uber driver.
Crazy.
I know.
Isn't I don't know. Here's my that's my thing with Uber is they know where you live.
They know your contact details.
Your contact details are in the system.
It's
although
know,
it goes through the like it
they
goes
know your
through.
Rating. Whether that's yeah, a good thing
the,
or bad
the,
thing.
Hey, that's a good point. Did the rating go up or down afterwards?
Down.
Imagine that. He leaves and it's...
But I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just like, mate, hey, you don't know who the Uber driver is. I mean, I guess it's like meeting a rando at the bar anyway.
Look, it's Tinder and you get a lift.
Yeah.
That's not
actually,
bad.
Actually, that's a very valid point. But she hooked up with him.
And look, I say mad respect.
I'm fascinated to know if there's more people out there like that because it blew my socks off.
You don't think of it as, of course, what a great way to meet somebody.
Exactly.
Why not?
I should just tell all my single friends, just become an Uber driver and you get lots of...
131060. Have you hooked up with your Uber driver?
Roden Sam.
Hannah, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Have you hooked up with your Uber driver?
Oh, my God, yes. Let me just say, Uber is the new Tinder.
Really?
Definitely so. Oh, it is the most easiest way to pick up.
Do tell. So how's it worked for you?
Oh, I just got to leave home with a few friends. And let's just say, yep, he came in, like Sam's friend. And, yeah, and that's how we met him. And we still actually see him to this day.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, I always wonder, will you stay in contact or not?
Yeah, he's become a good friend.
Oh, now how does he feel if you go with another Uber next time, Hannah?
Well, good point, Rave. Good point.
I got to live with the other guy, but I was thinking of you, I swear.
Thanks so much, Hannah. Cameron in Hornsby, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, are you an Uber driver?
Yeah, I used to be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Just to pick up some spare coin. And so one time I was giving a group of girls a lift home from the... local pub.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And built a bit of rapport with them and got along with them all right. And so they invited me in to keep the party going, as they say.
As they do
they
say.
Said they, had some they said they had some drinks and stuff in there.
Classic.
So we went in, played some drinking games, which ended up into some other games, which I ended up hooking up with one of the good-looking girls there. So,
man, he's very proud of himself.
Not a bad night on the job.
I'm distracted what the in-between game is between the drinking game and the actual sex, but that's fine. Never mind, Cameron. We'll get to that another time.
Just like strip poker or something.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Blank filled. Thank you, Cameron. I think that's another one of the games.
Shane in Picton, you're an Uber driver?
Yes, I am.
Tell us what's been going on.
The most recent one was grand final for the football.
Okay, the most recent.
Hang on.
Shane. So hard to keep up.
Hang on. Backtrack. Shane, what do you mean the most recent one? How many times have you hooked up with your passenger?
I haven't actually hooked up with my passengers, only because I have a partner. I'm very close.
Good for you. So, Shane, tell us about...
several offers.
Oh, okay. So tell us about the most recent offer. What happened?
Picked up a couple from the football grand final.
Mm-hmm.
Was driving them back to their hotel in the city. And along the way, they were having a little bit of a conversation in the back. And I heard the lady say to her partner, "No, you can't just ask him that." To which I'm a very open person. I said, "Look, you guys can ask me anything." I said, "I'm not easily offended." And he just spat out, "Look, we're looking for a third to come and join us for the night."
Oh, have a bit of a three time.
Wow. Go Sharks.
Shane, I love it. That's very interesting. You know what I love?
What do you say, Shane?
Yeah, exactly.
So I told them that I was flattered, but unfortunately, yeah.
Shane, if you didn't have a partner, would you have?
Oh, really?
I would have been naked.
You would have been naked, mate.
If I didn't have a partner, of course I would have. I think any man would.
You're a little winger. Good on you, Shane.
Good for you.
One of those fantasies.
Haven't
we all just went, "I just hope two random people in the back of my car offer me to have a menage a trois."
You know what I'd love to know? Another time.
About a dollar for every time.
I'd love to know, like, taxi drivers and Uber drivers, the things they would have seen and done, because we all know we forget about the driver when we're having a good time in the backseat. Oh. Why is no one relating to this story?
Taxi cab confessionals. I hear what you're saying.
Anyway.
No. Okay, we'll write that one down for
Write it down for a story for another time.
Roven Sam.
That's the girls from Little Mix. This is Roven Sam, thanks to Rock Race. We caught up with the girls yesterday. They're in the country performing on X Factor last night. We sat down for a little bit of a chat with them. Leanne and Jessie from Little Mix, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
What are you guys like on tour? Like, do you guys hang out or do you just perform and then just do your own bits and pieces?
No, we literally have sleepovers every night. Oh, we're so sad.
So you guys are actual mates at hang out?
100%.
Oh, my God,
yeah. I don't think people actually genuinely believe us, but we really are the best of friends. Like, I swear to God, I do not know what I would do without them, literally.
Yeah, that's sweet. Because you just never know because, you know, groups sometimes they just don't really like each other, especially, you know, if they're formed from, you know, X Factor and things like that. So it's actually nice to know that you guys hang 100%. Out and just love each other.
So what happens during a Little Mix sleepover? Discuss.
We chat about boys.
We do.
We eat lots of crap. including donut time.
Yes.
What else do we do?
We watch movies.
Yes. We like to prank people.
Yes.
Oh my god,
we love a prank.
What's the best prank you've pulled, though?
Oh my god, you. No, you.
This is a secret. This is a secret, and he doesn't actually know.
Oh.
But we pranked James Corden once.
Oh, did you?
What did you do?
And he still doesn't know.
And he threatened to call the police.
I thought you were going to say we prank called him and said, "You've got a job on CBS in America."
Oh, my God, stop.
And Jade prank called Taylor Swift.
But she never answers.
Okay, wait. Oh. There's a lot to take in. Let's slow down. First one, so James Corden.
Yes.
And he called the police.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of prank makes him call the police?
I don't know. He's a bit of a wimp, isn't he?
I wasn't being aggressive.
I was just doing an accent
down
the phone.
But can you just do what you did, please?
I can't even remember.
She did phone jacker.
Oh, does anyone, do you know what that is?
No, what is it?
No, it's just this guy who does all different accents and he does this one African woman. She talks like this all the time. And I was doing that down the phone. He's like, "I'm going to call the police if you keep ringing." Like, bloody hell, James, calm it down.
Oh, my God.
And then T-Swizzle, what do we do for her? Or
well,
did she not answer?
Jade got drunk one night and was like, "Oh, with her mates, let's prank all Jade."
So did you just leave a whole bunch of voicemails?
I don't know what she did,
but she didn't answer.
No.
Thank God.
Is that when you were voted
out? We wouldn't be in a squad anymore.
Yeah. So we have a special fan edition of our show where they're going to get to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Fan 5. And the way this is going to work is, I know you're a fan of our Cheezels.
Oh, darling, you are a good man.
Now, you know how this works. As a tradition, what you normally do, everyone's favourite cheesy ring, you can put one on each finger.
Yeah.
And if we like the answer you give, you get to eat your Cheezel.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And if not, we get the cheese. Just
love the cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Michael's Grin says, if you guys were stranded on an island and had to choose to eat one of your bandmates, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
Tough one early.
I mean, I'd say myself because I'm the most juicy.
wait, who has to eat us?
You, well, you
the
guys.
The bandmate.
You choose
I wouldn't
one.
Choose you. You're skin and bone.
Oh, okay, fair
so,
enough.
So, although you've got a nice juicy bottom.
You can have me a romp.
Well, I would choose Jessie's boobs, probably Perry's...
Bum?
Me, Perry and Jade's bum and mm-hmm. your boobs.
Nice.
Great.
It's a Franken meal.
There you go.
Enjoy Cheezel. I think that works. She's one for one. Here we go.
Real Molly says, what was the last text message you sent?
I heard a publicist laugh.
What was the one you last sent, Leo?
I last sent it to my BF saying, are you okay?
Oh, that's a bit
that's a very
cute.
Sweet one. That's a very sweet one. Heartfelt. Enjoy Cheezel.
Yes.
Ma Mixer One says, if you could bring back one person from the dead, who would it be?
Michael Jackson, 100%. Right. I never got to see him in concert.
Yeah, 100%.
Just that's a good
give
one.
Anything to see him perform.
Cool, 3 for 3. I reckon that's what Cheezel worth.
Oh, you're going to get indigestion soon.
I
actually
am.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Jade Thrill, which two girls from the group would make the best couple?
That is really gross. But
I mean, gross, but everyone says Jerry. Perry and Jade.
Yeah, Perry and Jade.
Like, the fans have already, like, made
oh,
them
really?
A couple
oh.
yeah.
in their heads.
What makes them so compatible?
Really?
Yeah, they just have, because we're all very close, we randomly have, like, little moments with each other and we'll be, like, cuddling one another. And then, like, fans will, like, make a little gif and then write, like, little
fan fiction.
Sexual stories underneath.
They do it about all of us. It's really,
yeah,
really
it is
disturbing.
Really strange.
That's so
but
bizarre.
Each their own, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that one's really creepy. Want, I need that cheese.
That was too disturbing. Oh, my God. Charlie Price says, would you rather have one fan who is super overbearing or heaps of fans who don't care?
Oh, my God. One fan that's overbearing, right?
Yeah, we'd go
you
for
wouldn't
the fans.
You would want fans that don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, we have the best of both worlds.
We do indeed.
You do. Well,
is that mine?
Enjoy your last cheese. The single is out now and we're very much looking forward to you
thank
guys
you.
Being back next year. With fingers crossed we get to see you live. That'll be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Rove
and Sam.
Yeah, you know, we all like to take that big step, Sam.
Yeah.
You say to your partner, hey, I really love you. Let's move in with each other.
I haven't been there yet.
Let's... Sorry, that's right.
Yeah, some of us passive aggressive on a Tuesday morning.
Some of us are too busy, you know, on a New Zealand cliff top, just saying thank you for not giving up on me. But don't move in, dear God. I don't want to know shaving your back, whatever it is you do, you creep. But that's what it comes down to, because when you move in with someone, that's when you really find out what they're made of, what their weird little quirks and mannerisms are.
Absolutely.
One of our own, our newest producer, Sonia.
Yep.
She's got her boyfriend coming down from Queensland. This is happening. We've talked about it on the show. Her mum didn't even know. Got told about it on air. Commercial radio! So, Son, we like to call her Psycho Son.
Hey, guys.
Sonia, you scare us. Why? What have you found out, Missy, about your boyfriend?
Well, he's the psycho.
What?
So I just found out that he sleeps with a bat under the bed.
Oh, my God. It's like an episode of The Walking Dead.
No, that I think
walking
that's
around with baseball
fine,
bats
son.
Wrapped in barbed
it's like
wire.
A massive bat, and I'm like, why? And he's like, I've got to bring the bat. And, like, we're packing everything because I was just in Queensland on the weekend, so we packed his stuff and he's driving down.
How do you not know he's got a bat already?
Well, I just don't look under the bed. That's weird. And then the bat was sitting at the door, and I was like, what the hell is that? And he goes, oh, that's my bat. It's coming with me. And I'm like, what?
Does the bat have a name?
He says he likes to refer to it like it's a Rottweiler, like it's a it's badass, it's a badass dog. I'm
let
like,
me guess,
oh
he didn't
God.
Have this bat before he was dating you, right? just covering my bases. If anyone, and I've also got a number of if I go missing, where I might be found. Well, that's just one of them. I discovered after moving in with my wife, my wife, she doesn't like whistling.
Oh.
Never knew this until we moved in.
What?
Not a fan of the whistle.
Whistling's so joyful.
No. Even more so if it's a made-up whistle. Like, you can kind of get away with whistling a well-known song.
Sure.
But if you're just around the house just...
Oh, does it do
rubs her the wrong way. Something chronic.
I don't know why I find that so entertaining.
Man.
That's hilarious.
And, oh, my God, so many tradies have got the death stare over the years. Just some poor plumber just trying to fix the sink. Get him out of my house! Where's Sonia's boyfriend's bat? So 13, 10, 60, guys. What have you found out about your partner when you moved in? Bad news. No SodaStreams today.
Sorry, guys.
But hey, This is, we can do Amy Schumer's tickets, right? Sure, says everyone outside, nodding in unison. A double pass to see Amy Schumer live at the Kudos Bank Arena Thursday, December 15. 131060 will give it to as the best thing that they found out about their partner when they moved in.
Roven Sam.
Declan in Mascot, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, very good, well, thank you. What did you find out about your partner?
Well, I found out she likes to pick her nose consistently, non-stop. And, yeah, it's quite disgusting. She likes to eat it too.
Hey.
Yuck.
I thought she just did a little roll it in a bowl and flick.
That's gross.
Well, yeah, no, she did that a couple of times, you know. First time you just brush it off, you know, we all get itchy nose.
Sure.
One of my housemates actually pointed it out to me after he confronted her about it. And now I'm in a bit of a sticky situation. Don't know what to do.
Yeah, mate, did you?
Yeah.
Pretty brutal, Sam. Pretty brutal. Good luck with that, Declan.
Kirk, good morning.
Good morning.
And now, what did you find out about your partner, Kirk?
I'm going to get us so much trouble. once we got married, my wife and I found out that my mother-in-law, her mum's health was deteriorating a little bit. So we had to sell our house that we bought together and buy a bigger house so that my mother-in-law could move in with us.
Oh,
you didn't know that was coming.
Right.
Did not know that was coming. And we've been there for 16 years.
Wow.
So the health not so bad.
So bad that she's lost it.
Yeah, look, initially, built-in babysitter, that was pretty cool.
Sure.
But as health has changed over the years, it's become less of a babysitter than a babysit.
Right.
Wow, Kurt.
Took a turn, Kurt. Took a turn.
Thank you. Well,
You're not going
to
see that one coming.
No.
You're not going to see that one coming.
No.
Especially if, like, you know, the mother-in-law wants to bring someone home. You know, what's the rules? What's the rules?
If it's rockin', don't come knockin'.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks.
Didn't write that
down. Mel from Cronulla, good morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Very well.
Good, Mel.
Thank you, Mel. Now, what did you find out about your partner?
So, I found out that I wasn't his only missus.
Hey, Mel!
Hey, Mel. So, when you moved in, he had someone else, right? Why would you ask someone to move in if you've got a little bitty on the side?
Look, I was a little bit forceful, so that's probably my fault.
Okay, so how did we find out, Mel?
Just rock up with your car full of stuff? I'm here.
I'm moving in. Who do you love? Not that other one. Bye.
I'll just push him out of the way. But no, the cool thing was I found heaps of makeup, and I claimed that, so that was a bonus. And, yeah.
Every cloud,
Mel. And you still, did you stay with him?
No, obviously not. No.
Oh, good.
And you just took her stuff?
I did, because, look, I feel like I deserve that.
Yep.
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah.
You do, Mel. And how about this? It's also got your tickets to Amy Schumer. Why don't you take them?
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't say that.
No, you can. You can. Depends on what it is.
Oh, yeah. Sheep the bed.
I love it, Mel. Congratulations.
It's happening. Kudos Bank Arena, the 15th of December. Well done, Mel. You'll look great with the makeup that you stole from the other one.
Perfect.
Roven Sam.
Sam, I am so peeved.
Why?
Oh, you know, Channel 10, the project, they had their big Donald Trump exclusive last night.
That's right.
They replayed the thing from 60 Minutes. We had Waleed on yesterday to talk about it. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just grumpy because we had our exclusive.
We did.
We missed it by a day.
Well, can you call it an exclusive if someone's already played an interview beforehand?
Look, I guess technically, well, they did last night. I guess technically it's an almost exclusive.
Oh, sure.
So anyway, of course, they sat down in the US and then it was on the project. Everyone probably saw it last night. Trump, his big first one-on-one. But little does everyone know, we sat down with Trump before then. Two-on-one. We just didn't get it out until, well, now. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, our 2-on-1 sit-down, our, well, almost exclusive with President-elect Trump.
The Trump.
Almost.
Exclusive.
Mr. Trump, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mr. Trump, this is Rove. Are you aware of any of his work?
I found him to be terrific.
Oh, thanks.
Great sense of humor.
Oh, please, it's Trump. Are you telling me you think I'm funny?
I think that I would rather not comment on that yet.
Okay. Words hurt, Mr. Trump. Anyway, this is Sam. How do you think she'll go during all this?
She will be terrific. She is very strong and very confident. I think she'll have a platform where she'll really be able to do a lot of good.
Let's get straight into it. Can you believe that there are people like us on the other side of the world that just can't take you seriously as President of the United States?
Sure I can.
So it's safe to say you can guess how much respect we have for you down here.
I'll be honest, from my standpoint, zero. Zero.
Look, and you'd be correct too, to the point where we'd even go so far as to cut up other people's interviews to make you sound really stupid.
That's easier. Honestly, doing that is easier.
And it's fun too. I mean, check it out. Like I heard on election night, you actually pooed your pants. What were you thinking at the time?
It is so big. It's so enormous.
Ugh, sounds like it was nasty.
Well, it was a double side nasty. I can't regret. No, I wish it were softer. I wish it were nicer. Yeah. But I will say that it really is something that I'm very proud of.
That is just disgusting.
And it could have gone on for 4 hours. Mm. It was just, in fact, it was almost hard breaking it up.
Okay, we get the picture. So who cleaned you up? Your wife?
It was a tough call for her. I mean, I can imagine. Tougher for her than it would have been for me, and for me it would have been very, very difficult. She couldn't have been nicer. She just said, congratulations, Donald. Well done.
Please tell me you'll have control over your bowels by the time you're sworn into office.
Well, there's been a lot of leaking, there's no question about that. Right now, we're going to clean it up. We'll see what happens. It's got a long way to go, just so you understand. That has a long, long way to go.
Well, Mr. Trump, I guess that's all we have time for. Do you think this went well?
Well, I've never commented on this, but the answer is no.
So should we air it?
I would say don't do it. That's terrible.
That's maybe the smartest thing you've ever said. But I think we'll use it anyway, just to stitch you up.
I am so saddened to hear that. And I say stop it if it helps. I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Finally, something we can agree on.
There you have it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Trump.
Mr. By day. By goddamn day.
That's okay. You know, maybe...
Someone else gets the headlines, fine. I mean, we get the big poo in his pants exclusive. You won't hear anything about it.
Rogan Sam.
Do you know what people say? That apparently if you do a little pop-off in front of your partner. Don't do the sound effects, Jamie, the button pusher. So apparently if you do little pops, then you're more likely to have a longer, more loving relationship. Apparently.
Sam's taking her headphones off.
She just can't.
No, I can't. I just text my boyfriend saying, have I ever farted in front of you? And he said, yes. And I said, I don't purposely do it. And he said, I know you don't, but you've done it before when I haven't been in the room. And then I've come in and you've gone, uh-oh, don't come in. I should have pre-read that message before doing it on air.
So the answer is yes, you have.
Oh, not on purpose, I guess.
That's how, okay, I'm all for this. In the first couple of months that Taz and I were dating, I would leave her place and my stomach would be in pain.
Oh, yeah, that from sharp
having,
pain.
Oh, from having kept it in. And then I would like leave and it's like someone's just untied a balloon and just released it across the room. That's exactly it. And then the first time, like she was in the other room and she's pulled the frosty.
Yeah.
And I just heard something. And I've just called out from the other room, did you just fart? And she was like, yeah. And I went, oh, thank God. And just unleashed hell. And we've never looked back.
So
it's been
sexy.
Tremendous.
Look,
now we do it on cue. You work it into a sentence or a bit of a song. Mate, I can do it seriously. Not right now, but I can do it on command if I've got one locked and loaded and ready to go.
Oh, that's so gross.
Okay, this Jamie, the button push. I'm going to need your help on this one. You ready to go?
What?
You got a little sound ready to go? So what would be? You'd like just walk in the room. You go, hey, guys, big announcement to make. Dun 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 dun.
I can't hear it because I took my headphones off because I hate these sound effects. I think it's grubby and immature.
It's seriously what I do. It's seriously what I do. Well, like even yesterday I'm babysitting Ruby and something's happened. I just went, oh, well, wah, wah, wah.
Oh! What? so funny.
If you were to come to visit my family, right?
Yeah.
And it's you and Sasha and you guys are newly dating, let's say. Like, as a rite of passage in our household, my mum would always be, have you farted in front of each other yet? Seriously, it's a big thing.
Not what are your intentions?
No, you know.
Have you?
Are you gonna treat her right? Do you want how many kids do you want? Where are you thinking of living? Imagine that. Imagine my mum on like the Bachelor or Bachelorette for a home visit. That'd be it. The big hook when they come back.
Yeah.
Have you farted in front of her yet?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Rove and Sam, and I couldn't be happier. Rove and Sam. And Sam, we're about to launch into another Battle of the Buskers.
Yes. Perfect.
That was a little opener I worked on myself. Now, we've done this before.
We have with Shannon Knoll. And boy, oh boy, wasn't that fun.
What about me? It isn't fair.
Sorry.
They've suffered enough, Sam. They've suffered enough.
I thought the package was still going.
So the rules are simple. Two songs. We challenge an artist to two of their songs.
Yep.
We sing them. They sing them. Whoever makes the most money from passers-by wins the Battle of the Buskers.
Yep.
Today's Battle of the Buskers, it's Rove and Sam versus...
Dummy M.
Yes, indeed.
X Factor, runner-up in Eurovision. You know her, you love her.
So we went first, round one, Rove and Sam versus Dami M, Battle of the Buskers. Who will win? Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for our Battle of the Buskers.
Guys, we're back by popular demand.
Today we will be battling Eurovision star Dami M, and we do it in the only way we know how, with her own music in her face. The new one from Dami M.
That's fighting
right, sir.
For love.
That's right, sir. Fighting for love. He knows it. He's a big fan.
Yeah,
please give generously.
That guy knows what's
up. The more you pay, the less we sing.
I'm fighting for love. Love is the only thing I feel.
Robot singing, break it down. Thank you very much. That's round one. The Dami Army, you know this one. You love this one. It got it a Eurovision. Nearly won the whole damn thing. We're not even from Europe. Stupid Europeans. I don't even know nothing about geography and stuff. This is called The Sound of Silence. You'll be wishing that's what you were listening to.
Now my heart awakes beats to the sound of silence. And it beats to the sound of silence. And it beats to the sound of silence.
Thank you, Eurovision. We're Australian. Thanks for not dobbing us in.
Thanks so much, guys.
Well, 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 Dummy M. Who's scared now, little lady?
We nailed it. I'm so proud of myself right now.
I think I changed key midway through. I just went, I need to hit falsetto or I can't. So we passed the hat around, Sam.
Yes, we did.
Drum roll, please. We scored $30. And 70 cents.
70 cents, guys.
And 70 cents.
Wow.
So there it is. Throw down, Dummy M. Round two, over to you. Today, the battle lines have been drawn with Dummy M.
Hi, Dummy.
Hey.
The new one from Dummy M. Fighting for love, ladies and gentlemen. Battle of the Buskers.
I'm fighting for love. Oh, oh. I'm fighting for love. For love.
He's gonna cry. This guy's gonna cry.
Thank you. If you like my new single,
please give, ladies and gentlemen. It all goes to charity. Come on. Next time, we'll be very clear on the rules. You can bring instruments and you can bring talent.
Here it is. Here is Sound of Silence. Hope you enjoy it.
Now my heart awakes to the sound of silence, and it beats to the sound of silence, and it beats.
Ooh.
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow, that was amazing.
The score to beat.
$30.70.
Oh, what?
Wow.
There's at least $100 in here. Damien, the winner!
Congratulations.
That round of Oscars.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so we got smashed.
Yeah.
$30.70. Damien, a new Battle of the Buskers record, $154.20.
That is incredible.
And 20 cents. Congratulations, Damien.
Guys, check out the video. It's online at todayfm.com.au.
And SFW.
Yeah, seriously.
Rogan Sam.
Well, Sam, we have someone in our office who's a bit of a, she's a neighbourhood watcher, but more like a neighbourhood stalker.
Oh, yeah, she's strange.
And I think it's worth asking people what you have seen or heard if you are a neighbourhood watcher. 131060, we'd love to know. She has a lot of just people creeping around. She's called the cops before about, she reckons there's a drug lab going on down the hallway.
Because she heard some dripping noises and she goes, meth lab.
And every time they open their door, they don't open it all the way. Like, they don't want me to see what's going on inside their flat. Or it's because you're creeping them out by staring at them.
Or standing behind them trying to have a little sneaky squiz through the door. But she has called Crime Stoppers on a number of occasions because she's convinced that they're drug dealers. Nuts.
Now, I used to live in a flat, like three floors up, and the guy next door was in a house. So ground level, yep. Obviously. And I reckon he intentionally knew that from where I was sitting, I was looking down on an angle over his fence. He used to garden in the nude.
Oh, that's a bit sexy.
Not if you saw the guy, Sam.
I mean, no, it's not right.
It was not something you wanted to see.
Yeah,
have you watched Family Guy?
I was just
Do you know who Peter Griffin is?
Yes.
That's what you're thinking of.
I was imagining like a Spanish pool cleaner.
But no. I was too.
The same Crime Stopper, McCullough, she also said, she came into work going, guys, I saw an old man having a backpack in the alley. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's got a backpack. She's like, maybe I should call the cops. One time we had a caller who said, oh, yeah, I saw a goat getting slaughtered next
That's
door.
That's right.
People are bizarre. People see a lot of strange things.
Okay, neighbourhood watchers, let's find out what's going on. 131060. I look forward to every person going, yeah, there's this woman, Alex Spurway, who lives near my place. She keeps looking in at my house all the time. Next caller, yeah, there's this woman, Alex Spurway. She was knocking on my door, calling the cops. That'll be everybody. 131060, neighbourhood watchers, what have you seen? What have you heard?
Rogan Sam.
Georgia in Campbelltown, what have you seen your neighbours doing?
I have seen my neighbour come out of his house at midnight and sit on his front lawn with scissors and trim his lawn with scissors.
Hey, I love him. Firstly, Georgia, what are you doing up at midnight, you weirdo?
Well, he wakes up my dogs.
Oh,
sure.
That makes sense.
No, you know what? No, fair enough.
On the street.
So, okay, it's not the good scissors. He's not using the good scissors, is he?
Oh, I don't know. It's just weird that he's sitting on his lawn.
He must be trying to sleep, going, yeah, you know what, the lawn.
It would take ages. The weird thing is he uses the head trimmers to manscape. He's getting it so confused.
Jennifer in Castle Hill, good morning.
Hello.
Now, what have you seen your neighbour do, Jen?
Okay, so I've got these Chinese neighbours, right? Chinese people are really smart. When I walk my dog, there's this student. School kids come, they swap a piece of paper, give them money, and then they go. And it happens every school day. And my husband and I reckon that he's swapping, like, exam answers.
Yes.
Okay.
That's like, the only...
We're using racism for positive, for good. Racial profiling in a good way. I like it.
But, like, why are they swapping pieces of paper and exchanging money? Of course it's test cheating.
Wouldn't you, though?
It's so weird. It happens all the time.
Okay, guys. Okay, the 10 a.m. answer, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Is it primary school, kids?
Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you seen your neighbour do?
My neighbour has come out in the rain, in her bikini, watering the garden, singing, "Don't You Wish You Had a Body Like Mine."
Okay, a lot to take in.
No, Natalie!
Whoa. Okay, let's break it down again, Natalie. One more time. It's raining?
Yep.
But she's in a bikini?
Yep.
And what's she
watering
doing?
Watering the garden.
Watering the garden.
She doesn't even water the garden while it's raining?
And then icing on the cake. What is she singing?
Don't you wish you had a body like hers? And believe me, it's not that good.
Natalie, I wish we had Soda Streams today. The Soda Stream people, I don't know what's happened. I wish we had the prize of all prizes Natalie. Because the people love it. Soda Stream. But if not, that's a call of famer right there.
That's
nice
fantastic.
One, Natalie.
Fantastic.
Oh, we got one more.
Megan and Grey Staines, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what have you seen your neighbour do?
Okay, this is too good not to share.
Of course it is.
Okay, so no. I looked out my window and there was this guy in a ghillie suit and he was holding this massive dildo. I've got it on CCTV footage and my neighbour even told me that he knocked on the door with this dildo to try and scare them. So funny.
Hang on.
What is happening? What's happened?
Hang on.
It was going really well and then we took a turn. Sam.
What? Hey, what was he wearing?
A ghillie
suit. Missing the point.
So it's a sniper suit.
Missing the point.
So, guys, I mean,
the knocking on the door with a dildo, guys. But what was it? What's a ghillie suit?
I didn't know.
And like, so you, hang on.
I'm painting a picture in my mind.
So you're fine with the whole dildo thing? It's just what he's wearing is the question mark?
I couldn't hear that part of it because I was so hung up on what he was wearing.
What was he wearing again? Megan, describe a ghillie suit for those who don't know.
So it's a sniper suit. So it's what they used in what I think was the war. So they're disguised.
Yeah.
And so they can shoot at people or whatever.
Okay, now it's perfectly fine. Perfectly sane. Thanks, Megan. Wake up,
kids. Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.